In a landmark move for health equity in California, Senate Bill 40 has officially become law after Governor Newsom signed it Monday. It places a $35 copay limit for insulin prescriptions under many private and state-regulated health plans. Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco shares his motivations for proposing the bill.
Millions of Californians rely on insulin to stay alive, and we need insulin to be affordable.
3.5 million adults in California have diagnosed diabetes, and many who rely on insulin say they've had to choose between paying for a vial or rent and groceries. Christine Falabella is the Director of State Government Affairs and Advocacy at the American Diabetes Association, ADA. She's also been living with type 1 diabetes since she was 12 years old. For her, the savings with SB 40 are both financial and emotional.
I've lived with type 1 diabetes for 25 years, and I've been insulin dependent since the first day of diagnosis. I was taking upwards of 10 injections of insulin per day, and then you also need insulin just to live.
Falabella highlights recent studies that show that 1 in 6 people are rationing their insulin because of the cost.
When I was diagnosed 25 years ago, insulin wasn't that expensive, $25-$30 a vial. But then over the past 25 years, we've just seen the rates and the increase of the cost of insulin just absolutely skyrocket. And now, you know, without insurance, insulin can be $300 to $400 a vial. And people with diabetes need anywhere from 3 to 5, 6, 7 vials of insulin a month. And so those costs can really add up.
The ADA backed previous bills to keep insulin price low, but they fell through. Senator Wiener says he's grateful for the success this time.
The American Diabetes Association has been trying to pass this law for a number of years, and there are two other legislators who tried to do it before me. I then authored a bill in 2023, and the governor vetoed it, and so now we've gotten it across the finish line.
SB 40 is projected to benefit approximately 13.6 million Californians enrolled in state-regulated health plans. California now becomes the 29th state to cap insulin copays beginning January 1st, 2026. Annette Felix, reporting for KPFU Radio.